Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
How does that even go? Is that on?
God, you get messed up though, Lucas's.
There you go.
Yeah, it's
football, straighten up.
You're on front and centre. You're on top of us today.
Yeah, no, Lucas has brought it forward.
Wider desk.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
no? On the front. Am I? We're talking about me.
There is a lot of room. But
that's okay. As a Tony Greenwood said.
Yeah. Jesus. No worries, guys. Far away.
Lady, has the reality of your situation dawned on where you're at yet?
In what
sense? In terms of where you are ladder position wise and what needs to happen?
Yeah, obviously disappointed where we're at, but we've got a game Friday night that we need to prepare for and win, and we'll be giving everything we've got to beat Essendon.
Can you believe that you're in this position from where you were?
Yeah, we were in a good position 4 or 5 weeks ago, and you know, we had a couple of close games the last 3 weeks, obviously not on the weekend, but to not get the results in those games and then in the last quarter to fall over like we did was disappointing, but... as I said, we've got to prepare and back ourselves up for Friday night.
As a team and a club, have you conceded that you won't make finals, or is it still holding out hope that somehow Gold Coast can sort of pull off the impossible damage along and say that?
Oh, there's hope. There's always that possibility, but our aim is Essendon. We have to win first, and then whatever happens, and we'll review the season after that and what we could have and should have done.
So what questions get asked?
Now?
Well, yeah, Geelong are unlikely to lose to the Suns. It potentially might happen, but what questions get asked of how you've been able to drop, like you say, from a contender for top four now to nine?
Well, we're reviewing every week as a club. Obviously, the Adelaide game and the West Coast game were disappointing and were big blows to our club. Obviously, to lose the Adelaide game near the end of the siren, and then to lose the West Coast game after the siren was—it's tough. It's tough to lose those games, especially against good opposition. West Coast is second on the ladder, and we went within a kick. So, but like I said, we got to get back on the bike. We can only do what we do, and that's prepare for Friday night and beat Essendon.
So you go full throttle this week with your very best team, obviously win, and then hopefully maybe one other result can go your way where there's life, there's hope. I guess is that your mentality this
definitely week? We're rolling out our best side we've got. There's some people in some form that some good form in the SANFL we'll look at. There's some people in the AFL that are not quite in some form we'd like them to be in, and we'll pick our best side to beat Essendon and to compete with Essendon.
Brendan Ryder and Jared, they pulled up over.
Yeah, as far as I know, Paddy was he got through the whole game. It's probably Paddy's best game for the year, but unfortunately, it was Grundy's best game as well. But Paddy played a bit of a different role and played forward and kicked 3 goals for us. So got a response out of that. And Polly was... Polly pulled up fine, as far as I know.
Just in terms of... obviously disappointing, like you said, the results have gone the way they had, but a few of them so close. Is it a case of not throwing the baby out with the bathwater and saying, well, we were really close, or do you have to still give it the searching review type thing?
We'll still be doing a thorough review, as every club does, but... when you lose 4 or 5 games under 10 points, Hawthorn, Fremantle, West Coast, Adelaide, you throw all those games in together, they do add up. They do take a toll in the end. But like you said, we're doing a lot of things right. We're just a little bit inconsistent with making it for 4 quarters.
Is that just the rub of the grain, losing 5 or 6 games by under 10 points? Or is it, when there is that much of a pattern, is it something you guys have done wrong or not prepared for?
Well, a coach of mine used to say everyone's got a story. Geelong have lost a lot of close games. Hawthorn have lost close games and won some close games. It's your opportunities when they arise, do you take them? And a few games this year we haven't taken our opportunities and finished off games like we hoped and haven't got the results. So we are where we are, but we'll fight for Friday night and put our best side out there and get the result we want.
How do you put a winning score on the board this Friday night, given your struggles over the last...
Yeah, it's a continuing area of improvement for us, inside 50s and scoring. We kicked 9 goals up to three-quarter time again. We've done that nearly the last 3 or 4 weeks. We just can't finish off the last quarter with 4 or 5 goals. So, like I said, we're not far away, but we're miles away.
What do you make of the recent criticism, lately? I suppose Kane saying your list management stuff, and you sold a lot to get Ryder, Polek, a few of these guys in, and to probably finish where you have in the last couple of years, paid a high price to deliver not much?
Yeah, possibly you could say that. I'm not part of those decisions, and Ryder wasn't All-Australian last year, so you'd say he hasn't been too bad. Polek's been probably our best player all year.
In terms of team success?
Yeah, team
those
success.
Individually,
that's right. But as team, you know, maybe we haven't gelled as a team. You know, it's my second year here, and we've still got, like I said, the inconsistencies probably show that inconsistency in our performance, and that's something we have to work on.
Ollie's saying it's embarrassing, but it's probably a mental issue that you couldn't go with teams. Do you think that's fair criticism as well?
Well, like I said, it's just we're inconsistent. We showed against Collingwood, we did it for nearly three quarters. You know, there was a couple of incidents end of the third quarter that didn't go our way, and a couple of contests, and you know, they get their tails up and get a goal before three quarter time, and then just go on with it in the last quarter. So we can do it. It's just we're not doing it for long enough.
Does that mean you're not good enough though? You can't do it for long enough?
Well, yes and no. We can do it for long periods, and we've shown we've beaten Richmond, we've beaten Sydney, we've beaten Melbourne. We've beaten some good sides this year. So we can do it. Just we're not doing it often enough.
But why?
Well, that's what we'll go through at the end of the year.
Why've been consistently inconsistent? I mean, it was a criticism 12 months ago. What do you think's gone wrong that hasn't been addressed?
Look, like I said, we'll review all those. We've got to sit down as coaches and players, sit together and find out why this is happening and why it's continuing to happen. Because as an AFL club, and our supporters and us, we're as demanding as anyone on what we want to get out of our season and our year, and we haven't done it this year. So we'll review that hard.
Brendan, I think the players came in, a few of the leaders came in together, might have had a meeting, I'm not sure. Is that fairly common on a Monday?
Yeah, every Monday they meet with as a leadership group and go through some things that happen on and off the field, good and bad, whatever they might be, and any issues. So that's normal.
And you're pretty happy with the way they've responded and accepted responsibility, I guess, as well, as much as anything?
Not about accepted responsibility. It's on all of us as a club. We're not going to say it's the coach's fault or the player's fault or umpires or whatever you want to say. It's all of us. So we're all in this together, and we need to get better together.
Is criticism of Kent as the coach, you sort of touched on,
his
criticism of him fair from the outside?
What could I haven't heard any. What's the criticism? Sorry?
Just the fans are the ones that chime up a lot. It's an easy one when you're a fan to just blame the coach because he's one person. Is blaming the coach something that is unfair in the situation?
Oh, like I said, we're in this together. It's not just Ken. Ken's got assistants under him that give him advice, and he's got players under that as well. So I haven't heard the criticism, but if it's out there, it's not right. Like you said before, we were 11-4 and a really strong side. And as I said, we've got to review why we've gone, how we've gone the last bit. But our focus is Friday night now, and we'll focus on Essendon, get that right, and then worry about the rest of the stuff afterwards.
The players are pretty deflated after the Collingwood game. They'll have no trouble getting themselves up for this game, knowing.
We're all a bit deflated, Andrew.
Yeah.
Everyone is, I think, supporters as well. But look, our supporters are passionate people. They're Port Adelaide people, and Port Adelaide never give up. So we're not giving up. We'll fight. We'll fight for our game on Friday night, and if it happens, we're getting finals. We do. If it doesn't, we'll go again.
The recruiting this
last
year,
couple,
maybe,
guys.
The recruiting this year, in hindsight, is a wonderful thing, but a pass or a fail at this stage?
I think that's a really tough one to answer, because you go into a new job and you've been in there for a year and you're not quite probably doing, or you know, what you might have promised. Are you going to be happy with where you're at? Probably not. So, look, they're still fitting into our club. You don't just fit in overnight, and they're finding out where they belong, where they fit, what their role is, and they're getting there. So, Motts was still finding out where the best place is to play Motts. And he was pretty good on Saturday as well.
Is that a concern that we're at round 24? We've just gone through round 22, and you haven't found a position, or you haven't decided where to play Stead and Mollop, and you just said, not Rockcliffe and Watts, you know, they might not be playing the roles that they were promised when they recruited them.
I think they're playing the roles that we had bookmarked for them, definitely. You've got to fit around five or six other people as well. So you got to fit around a Dixon, a Gray, a Sam Gray, a Travis Boak in the forward line. You got to fit around an Ollie Wines, a Brad Ebert, a Paddy Ryder. You got to think Rockliffe was the main hit to at Brisbane. Here, he's not at the moment. So we're still working through where they all fit in our team.
Yeah, it was no surprise that, you know, these guys were at the club when Rockliffe was recruited. They were here last year. So that would have been known to the club and to Rockliffe that he was going to play a different role.
Yep.
So why hasn't it worked?
Why hasn't it worked? Like I said, it's a fair question. We're still exploring that. Because they don't just fit in overnight. I think you've got to realise that. And if you go work for someone else, are you going to fit in overnight? Oh, no, I'm asking, are you?
I'm saying it's round 22.
Yeah,
almost at the end of the season.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But it's hard to fit in. I've been here 2 years and I'm just fitting in now as a coach. So it does take a little bit of time. And I understand. The question's perfect. It's fine. That's where we're at.
How can you accelerate that, lady? Is there a way that you can perhaps integrate folks into systems better and have them learn more to make sure that they don't get to round 22 and still uncertain?
Yeah, I don't think we're not uncertain. That's not the right answer to the question. We're not uncertain. We know where they belong in our team. Just we've got to keep trying to make them fit into our team. All right, and it's around other people who are already in the team as well, finding where they belong.
So what does fit in mean? Just perform at a high level, or how do you define fit in?
It's not just on the field. It's off the field as well. It's really hard coming to a different state. And fitting in. It's really hard, and it's not just on field, it's off field as well. Where do I belong? Who are my friendship groups? You know, Rock moved over with his partner and with the baby. Doesn't know anyone. So he's fitting in off the field as well. So that's all part of it as well.
You touched on the Sam last one performance yesterday. Who could come into consideration for the Essendon game?
I think Pau Pepper was very good at 33 possessions and really hunted the ball and the opposition hard. Jake Need up forward was really good. Jake Patmore was pretty good as well. They're pretty competitive all day as a group. The make by ourselves pleasing.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Am I right?
Or are you right?